A panel of experts met last night at the University of Alaska Justice Center to discuss tribal courts in Alaska. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes was there and has the story.
Assistant Professor Kevin Illingworth heads the Tribal Management Program for the University of Alaska Interior Aleutians campus. He says tribal nations predating the United States gave up lands and resources, but extensive federal and state laws and court rulings have established they did not give up their inherent sovereignty.
Inherent authority essentially means that tribes have all the sovereign authority that they have ever had, unless that was specifically taken away by the United States Congress.
Illingworth says tribal judicial systems have existed since time immemorial and continue to serve a useful purpose. For instance, he says tribal courts are able to help families situated far from the state's Office of Children's Services, or OCS, which maintains offices in urban and hub communities.
Kids have to fall a long ways to get caught by that OCS safety net. Tribal sovereignty and the tribe is there right away to make sure that people can get help when they need it, that they don't have to wait, that they don't have to call somebody outside of the community, that people can be safe in their own communities. To me, that's what tribal sovereignty is about. It really is about taking care of your own community, making sure that people are safe, making sure that it's a good place to live.
According to a 2011 survey by the Alaska Legal Services Corporation, there are at least 78 tribal courts in the state. They hear cases ranging from animal control and juvenile delinquency to domestic violence protection. Tribal government specialist Lisa Yeager with the Tanana Chiefs Conference says in the years since Congress adopted the Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978, tribal courts just in interior Alaska have prosecuted an estimated 3,000 cases, many of them adoptions and child custody cases.
We have 37 tribal courts. We have 37 tribes. They are not all active at the same time. We have some tribes right now that don't have any active cases. We have other tribes that will have 100 cases right now that are active in their tribal court.
In recent weeks, tribes have criticized an amendment to the Violence Against Women Act that specifically limits Alaska Native tribal sovereignty. The law recognizes the authority of Native American tribes to prosecute offenders in cases involving non-natives and tribal members. When sponsor U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska introduced the amendment in February, she said it clarifies that those provisions only apply to Alaska's one reservation, Metlakatla, because other Alaska tribes are landless. But staff attorney Natalie Landreth with the Native American Rights Fund says case law from the 1990s makes it clear tribal authority is not tied to land status.
We are way behind the lower 48. This law is already established. It's already established that you don't need Indian country to have jurisdiction over civil matters, especially things like children's cases. It's already established that the core of your jurisdiction is over your tribal members. It's already established that not everybody in the case involved needs to be a member of the same tribe. Whoever the impacted person was has to be either a member of the tribe or eligible for membership. These are very well-established rules, and we're simply applying them within Alaska.
Landreth says tribal courts are critically important in protecting the vulnerable in 140 communities in rural Alaska without any law enforcement. Before it was enacted, senators criticized the Violence Against Women Act over concerns non-natives wouldn't receive fair treatment in tribal courts. Washington Senator Maria Cantwell responded, "The act restates existing requirements that tribal courts protect civil rights." Under a Rural Alaska Public Safety Initiative proposed by Murkowski, the state would individually review tribal court procedures and could approve courts to try cases of domestic violence among their own tribal members and with the consent of the offender, but excluding non-natives and offenders from other tribes. Tribal leaders and state officials are reviewing the proposal. Murkowski was not available for comment on this story. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.